I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
49 in Ogden, 54 in Salt Lake City.
Traffic still jammed up in Tooele County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The First Lady's Visit.
President Biden's wife, Jill Biden, will stop in Salt Lake City this afternoon, where she will visit a school and a pop-up vaccination clinic.
The White House is super strict also with the type of masks that they wear around the First Lady. So just a lot of logistics and prep.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
The White House says the First Lady wanted to highlight after-school programs, which are a part of her husband's big spending bill. Salt Lake City School District spokeswoman Yandri Chatwin says Glendale Middle School was picked as a visit site because of its improving grades.
Her team really wanted to make sure that she was at a school where we had a high population of Latino students. Glendale fits that bill.
Chatwin told the David Ujanovic Show that the students who get to meet the First Lady coming in on their remote day all needed a security screening, COVID testing, special masks. Then the First Lady goes to Jordan Park, where there's a vaccination clinic. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The state has reached the threshold for removing pandemic health restrictions, according to the law passed by the state legislature.
Joining us live now on the KSL Newsline is the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Amanda. It's great to be with you.
What does it mean that we've met these benchmarks from the so-called endgame bill?
Well, it means that our progress, our fight against the virus is going very well. In fact, going a little better than I think most people expected a couple months ago when this bill was being debated. The last piece that we're waiting for, so there are a couple pieces to this. One is we have to have low ICU utilization for COVID, which has happened. Our case counts per capita have to be low as well. Both of those things have happened. And we were just waiting to get the supply of vaccines that was included in the bill, so that everyone, we would have enough supply for anyone that wants one to get vaccinated. And we reached that threshold yesterday. So this is very positive news for the people of Utah.
Governor, we've had you on before to talk about how this date was determined, and there was some back and forth, and there continues to be, you know, people pulling and tugging on all sides of this thing. But are you satisfied now that the date has come and gone that we're ready to take this next step?
Yeah, so this date wasn't as controversial as some of the other dates in the past, because, again, this date wasn't a specific date. It was actually based on the science and the metrics on what was happening on the ground. And so this is something we've supported all along, and we feel very good about. Now again, I want to be clear. The virus doesn't care about these metrics. The virus doesn't count these dates at all. The virus is still out there, and so if you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, or you are at risk, you should take extra precautions. And of course, businesses and others that want to keep people safe have the ability to do that and to still require masks and other preventative measures. But by and large, this is great news, and we're headed in a very good direction.
But does meeting this metric mean that masks are no longer required in large gatherings?
That is correct. Yes, it does mean that masks are no longer required in large gatherings, unless, of course, the institution or the gathering is requiring those, which is still happening. So at jazz games, it's still happening. At many of our state and city buildings, those types of mask requirements are still in place. And again, more importantly, people just need to protect themselves. Now, we have the type of mask that can do that. And so if you're concerned, certainly please do continue to wear a mask and be careful. But for those that are fully vaccinated and around other people that are vaccinated, go out and live life and let's act like it.
I'm sure you're aware of what happened last night at the Granite School Board meeting with parents that were upset about their kids still having to wear masks. You have spoken so eloquently about the need for civility and the need to understand that there are others who may not feel the way you do in our society and here in Utah in particular. Can you speak to that after what happened last night?
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And again, we've seen these types of behaviors over the course of the past year. It's very unfortunate. I think it's embarrassing for the people that were involved. I think they should be embarrassed. That's not how we treat each other. There are better ways to register our thoughts and our complaints. And look, I understand the frustration. And the good news is that the school year is almost over. We've been asked by school officials to keep the mask in place in schools just until the end of the year. And then we will have no more masks. There will be no masks in the fall. Those requirements are all going to go away. But we're just so close to getting everyone vaccinated. We've just got to hang on for a couple more weeks, and then we can be done.
Can you speak just briefly, Governor, to the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden's visit this afternoon?
Sure. Well, regardless of whether it's a Republican or a Democrat administration, we're always honored to have visits from her family. The First Lady of Utah will be joining the First Lady of the United States in her visit, and will be highlighting schools. And again, this is Teacher Appreciation Week. And so I think it's the perfect time for all of us to think about our education system, and especially our teachers. And that's what Dr. Biden is doing today. And we're excited to welcome her. I'll be welcoming her at the airport. And then Abby will be going with her to Glendale.
Governor, we're always honored by having you on the program, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. It's great to talk with you. Have a great day.
You too.
Governor Spencer Cox helping us out here on KSL.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.